don't you know that I'm loving you in a garden of Eden, baby? Don't you know that I've always been true?
Any show that focuses on the drums has to feature Inagata De Vita. That's Iron Butterfly here on Noises from the Valley on 98.1 KZE with Darren DeVivo. Iron Butterfly featuring drummer Ron Bushy. I think it's safe to say that Ron Bushy was the longest tenured member of Iron Butterfly. He is the only member of the band present on all of their studio albums, including their second one, Inagata De Vita, released in the summer of 1968. A couple of fun facts about the song. It exceeded 17 minutes in length. We just heard the whole thing that took up the entire second side of the album. When it was released as a single, though, it was edited down to less than 3 minutes in length. In Inagata De Vita, the song was recorded on Long Island at Ultrasonic Studios in Hempstead on May 27th, 1968. And when it was written, it was a brief ballad. It was about a minute and a half in length. It was written by Iron Butterfly's lead singer and organist, Doug Engel. And right away, the band thought, what can we do with this brief song to make it something memorable? We'll turn it into a jam that exceeds a half an hour in length at times, which they did. And on the album, 17 minutes. So they showed some restraint when they recorded Inagata De Vita. Iron Butterfly, featuring drummer Ron Bushy. Here on Noises from the Valley with Darren DeVivo on 98.1 KZE.
North Elm Home Furnishings in Millerton, New York is going out of business and selling everything to the bare walls, including furniture, home accents, and fixtures. Most merchandise is now up to 50% off, and they still have an amazing selection of the top name brands in furniture and bedding that you want for every room in your home. Even outdoor, lighting, and more, all up to 50% off. The going out of business sale is in progress right now, but time is limited. For details, visit NorthElmHome.com. That's NorthElmHome.com.
So this is Buju Banta alongside Steve Marley, inviting one and all to come see us performing live in concert at Roots and Rhyme. Buju Banton and Stephen Marley.
Roots and Rhymes.
The musical stampede. Buju Banton and Stephen Marley on tour this summer, 2026. Coming to Bethlehemwood Center for the Arts this Sunday night. Tickets on sale now at bethlehemwoodcenter.org or ticketmaster.com. All my fans, I love you. Look forward to seeing you there.
Hi, this is Connie Harkin from Ulster Savings Bank. You're listening to 98.1 KZE.
And this is Darren DeVivo with Noises from the Valley on WKZE 98.1 FM, 105.9 FM, and WKZE.com. We're focusing on the drums and celebrating Ringo Starr's 86th birthday tonight, and I'll have some more Ringo Starr songs for you in just a little bit. Right now, I want to focus on Bill Bruford. the legendary progressive rock drummer turned modern jazz drummer. Bill Bruford was an original member of Yes, but he left Yes in July 1972 after they recorded the album Close to the Edge. And he left Yes specifically to join King Crimson and replace drummer Ian Wallace. Bill Bruford said some years later that King Crimson was one of the only gigs for a rock drummer where you could play in 17, 16 time and still stay in decent hotels. Bill quickly learned King Crimson's repertoire, rehearsed and played live with the band in 1972 and debuted on their album Lark's Tongues and Aspic, which came out in 1973. But Robert Fripp decided to disband King Crimson as the fall of 1974 approached. Well, by the early 80s, King Crimson was back, and when they reunited, Bill Bruford again was in the band playing drums. The second reunion album that the band did in the 80s came out in 1982 and was appropriately titled Beat. Featuring Bill Bruford, it's King Crimson. This is Waiting Man. You'll also hear Adrian Belew on vocals and guitars, of course, Robert Fripp on guitar, and Tony Levin on Chapman stick and bass. Here on 98.1 KZE, it's King Crimson. Billy Cobham on 98.1 KZE here on Noises from the Valley with Darren DeVivo. And that was Stratus. Stratus coming from Billy Cobham's first solo album, Spectrum, released right at the beginning of the fall of 1973. Billy Cobham was born in Panama, but he was still a little boy when his family moved to Brooklyn. He was in the band Dreams, which also featured Randy and Michael Brecker. And Will Lee was also part of Dreams for a time. I think they only did two albums. Billy Cobham played with Miles Davis. And if memory serves me correctly, Billy's on drums on a tribute to Jack Johnson and Big Fun. Billy Cobham was a co-founder of the Mahavishnu Orchestra. And Spectrum was Billy Cobham's first solo album. And we heard Stratus. Here are Noises from the Valley and King Crimson in there off the 1982 album Beat, featuring Bill Bruford providing the beat on Waiting Man. King Crimson then were Robert Fripp, Adrian Belew, Tony Levin, and Bill Bruford. Some more Ringo Starr's coming your way here on 98.1 KZE on Noises from the Valley.
Gray Fox Bluegrass Festival returns to the Catskill Mountains July 15th through the 19th, featuring an all-star lineup including AJ Lee and Blue Summit, LMA, Daryl Scott String Band featuring Rob Ickes, East Nash Grass and Pine Leaf Boys, Levent du Nord, and more. Bluegrass, newgrass, and roots music on covered stages with camping, dancing, workshops, jamming, and family fun. Come for a day or the weekend. Gray Fox Bluegrass Festival July 15th through the 19th, Oak Hill, New York. Info at grayfoxbluegrass.com.
And it's a great day to be alive.
Hi, I'm Jack Grace, and I want you to join me every Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m. on WKZE for the Old Hotel.
Check in time!
That's right. Come on and check into the Old Hotel and hear some music you've never heard before or some music that you forgot about that you'd love to hear again. Yeah, and maybe you want to hear some stories about the songs that you love or the songs you've never heard.
Every Thursday.
Hi, this is Bruce Lubman of Hummingbird Jewelers in Rhinebeck, and you're listening to 98.1 KZE, my favorite station in the Hudson Valley.
Well, when I decided to pay tribute to Ringo Starr and celebrate his 86th birthday, which was this past Tuesday, I thought it would be a great time to also focus in on cool drummers and drum solos and whatnot. As for Ringo, the oldest Beatle, Richard Starkey, turned 86 this past Tuesday, and you gotta love Ringo. He released a new album earlier this year. He was on tour with his all-star band for a few weeks recently, and he's going back on tour. He'll be playing the East Coast with his all-star band as the summer turns into fall. I believe there's going to be a compilation album coming from Ringo, very possibly by the end of the year. Let's listen to a few more things from Ringo Starr now and start off with something from his latest album, Long, Long Road, the second of his collaborations with T-Bone Burnett, in which Ringo dips his toe into the country waters. It's Been Too Long is the name of this one from Ringo Starr on Noises from the Valley on 98.1 KZE.
We were
lost, but the sun always shone in my mind. In Liverpool, the streets were long and wide, there were places we could hide in our mind. Walking to Sefton Park, and it's a beautiful day. But we should be going to school. But anyway, me and the boys, me and the gang, living out fantasies. Breaking the rules, acting like fools, that's how it was for me. How was it for you? At H.J.'s and Sons in Liverpool, an apprentice engineer, but I had something very clear in my mind. In Liverpool, music was my goal, in my heart and in my soul and in my mind. Walking to the Iron Door on a beautiful night, well, I knew I wanted more, it felt so right. Me and the girl, me and the band, living a fantasy. Breaking the rules, acting like fools, that's how it was for me. How was it for you? 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 Breaking the rules, acting like fools, that's how it was for me. Me and the boys, me and the band, living our fantasy. Breaking the rules, acting like fools, that's how it was for me. How was it for you?
Let's change the world.
Close your eyes.
And that wraps up my birthday salute to Ringo Starr, Let's Change the World. That was written by Steve Lukather, who's the guitarist in the All-Star Band these days, but Steve Lukather comes from Toto, and Steve wrote that with his bandmate in Toto, Joseph Williams, Let's Change the World, from the second of five EPs that Ringo released between the years 2021 and 2024. We also heard In Liverpool from the Ringo 2012 album. Ringo wrote that with Dave Stewart, formerly of Eurythmics, and from Ringo Starr's latest album, Long, Long Road. It's Been Too Long, which was co-written by T-Bone Burnett. Happy 86th birthday, Ringo. Celebrated that birthday this past Tuesday. I love you, and here's to many, many more years of music. And I've got two more drummers to salute coming up on Noises from the Valley at 98.1 KZE.
This is John.
And this is Cindy.
From North Elm Home.
In Millerton, New York. You're listening to 98.1 KZE.
Bridge.
but it's time to stop, unfortunately, and put a wrap on this percussive Noises from the Valley on 98.1 KZE. The last two drummers in the spotlight, Dino Danelli, alongside his bandmates, the Young Rascals. That was Come On Up from 1966 from the Collections, the Young Rascals album. And it was Led Zeppelin, of course, with John Bonham and the Crunge as we went looking for that confounded bridge amongst the houses of the holy. I'm Darren DeVivo, and I want to thank each and every one of you for hanging out with me tonight on Noises from the Valley during this special show in which we celebrated Ringo Starr's birthday and we listened to some of the great drummers of our time. I won't be here next Friday night, but I will be back in 2 weeks. The next Noises from the Valley happening here on 98.1 KZE on Friday night, July 24th. We get started at 7 p.m. Noises from the Valley is brought to you by Loretta Moralia Mediation, offering mediation services throughout the Hudson Valley at YonkersMediation.com and Taste New York Market at Todd Hill on the Taconic Parkway. Discover a wide array of products sourced regionally in the heart of the Hudson Valley, just 10 miles north of I-84. Take care, my friends. Have a fantastic weekend, and I will see you again on Friday night, July 24th, here on 98.1 KZE.
Diversity in the Mid-Hudson Valley, the Berkshires, and the Litchfield Hills. We are 98.1 WKZE-FM Salisbury and 105.9 W290-BZ-FM Red Hook. Online at WKZE.com.
Check, check. Hey. There we are. It's Friday night. We're back. House Music Radio on 98.1 WKZE. I'm your host, DJ Ethical Drift. We're broadcasting a very special poolside July 4th episode. This was recorded at Scribner's Lodge in the Catskills, midday. If you can feel the summer heat coming through, I'm sure you can. As always, we're here to bring you the greatest house music ever made, the greatest indie dance, the greatest body moving music. Sit back, relax, or stand up and dance. Let's go. House Music Radio. Can't change my identity. We're kicking off with Newborn Friend by Seal.
Oh, if I check for happiness, maybe that will bring it together. I'll be a newborn friend for the world.
Lucky. You're tuned in to a live broadcast from New York's best DJ, Ethical Drift on 98.1, WKZE.
Tune in to the underground.